The United States has an estimated 70 million stray or feral cats. They produce significant noise during fighting and mating and are associated with other problems like urine spraying to mark territory and predatory behavior. House of Dreams is a local all-volunteer shelter caring for abandoned and homeless cats. Today, I'm speaking with its representatives, Melissa Slavsky and Kristen Sparkland, to hear more about the shelter and an important annual fundraising event, the Pretty Kitty Silent Auction.
Thanks so much for joining me, Melissa and Kristen.
Of course.
Why don't you start by telling us a little about your roles in House of Dreams?
This is Kristen, and I have been a volunteer at House of Dreams since November of 1999, however long that makes it. I have, over the years, done just about everything. Kind of one of my main roles was I was on the board, and I was the board president for many years. And my other major role has been fundraising. And I'm also kind of a bank of institutional memory.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and I have been volunteering with House of Dreams for 4 or 5 years. I started out as somebody who just went in and did cleaning. I would go in and help out with just keeping areas clean for the cats, helping with socialization and just hanging out with the cats. And then I joined the team that does the silent auction for the Holiday Bazaar every year.
Great. Let's talk a little about your fundraising
yes.
efforts. How important is fundraising in general to House of Dreams?
We don't have any big institution behind us or any specific wealthy individual or organization. We are almost entirely supported by our fundraisers and donations. And we really, we really go far on $5, $10, $20 donations. And then events like the upcoming silent auction are a huge part of our fundraising.
What can you tell us about your silent auction?
We've been doing it out of Tabor Space, which is where the Holiday Bazaar takes place every year, up until the start of COVID. So last year, for the very first time, we did it online. And I know we had no idea what to expect. I think last year was the most successful year for the silent auction. So I think the biggest thing is when we do it out of a space, we have actually very limited space. So online, we're able to have more items, which I think definitely makes a difference. We had a ton of different businesses and artists. We do get a lot of artists who donate as well. We have everything from case of wine, both red and white wine thrown in there. And then I know Missionary Chocolates donated. One of our volunteers, Leslie Cobb, she is an artist, and she donates a lot of paintings every year. I know McMiniman's donated this year. Some of our cute items, we have something called a taco cat package. So there is a bed or a little area that looks like a taco truck. And cats can go in there and hang out. And there are lots of little fun things. I believe there's also a little avocado-shaped bed that goes along with it. So it's very cute. And some jewelry. Anyone who registers in order to bid, they're automatically entered into a drawing where they can win a quilt and a tote. And I have a raffle going, which is a 2 nights in historic Nye Beach. So we do have a bunch of different stuff, books, and we have a signed Mutz print, which we get every year. So it's a whole menagerie of things.
Can you go into a little more detail about how people actually access the site?
Yeah. So the easiest way to register for the silent auction, which starts on Tuesday, the 9th, is to go to the House of Dreams website, kittydreams.org. And on the very first page, on the landing page or homepage, there's a link to another page that'll take you to the registration page.
I do want to thank you so much for being our guest today, and I hope House of Dreams has a very successful auction.
Appreciate it.
We just heard from Melissa Slavsky and Kristen Sparkland, who work with the House of Dreams Cat Shelter. Their Pretty Kitty virtual silent auction takes place from Tuesday, November 9th through Sunday, November 14th. For KBOO Community Radio, I'm Josh Salem.